Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando.
Welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 24, talking about your family in Spanish. In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about your family and personal life using Spanish. Among other things, you will learn how to use the Spanish verb for I have. This conversation is between Ashley and her new friend Jorge.
And it takes place at a party.
The speakers are friends, so they will be using casual Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿Tienes hermanos?
Sí, tengo un hermano.
¿Y cuántos años tiene?
Mi hermano tiene 20 años.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿Tienes hermanos?
Sí, tengo un hermano.
¿Y cuántos años tiene?
Mi hermano tiene 20 años.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
¿Tienes hermanos?
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Sí, tengo un hermano.
Yes, I have a brother.
¿Y cuántos años tiene?
And how old is he?
Mi hermano tiene 20 años.
My brother is 20 years old. Fernando, when having a casual conversation in Mexico, are there any things we may or may not ask, like cultural taboos?
Not really, but like in many other places, be careful of asking questions that are too personal in the beginning.
Like, are you married?
Exactly.
How about, how old are you?
In the case of men, it's okay. But with women, it might be impolite.
What about, where do you live?
It's kind of personal, but a lot of people ask it, especially when they're trying to figure out what social position you have.
So what are some typically safe topics?
Place of origin, ancestry, siblings, parents, profession?
Well, quite a lot then.
Yes. I think Mexican people are quite open from the beginning.
Good to know. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
tener.
To have.
Tener. Tener.
The next word is
hermanos.
Siblings, brothers or sisters.
Hermanos. Hermanos.
The next word is
un.
A. One.
Un. Un.
The next word is
hermano.
Brother.
Hermano. Hermano.
The next word is
y.
And.
Y. Y.
Next is
cuánto.
How much? How many?
Cuánto. Cuánto.
The next word is
años.
Years.
Años. Años.
The next word is
veinte.
20.
Veinte. Veinte.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
hermano,
meaning brother.
Right.
How about in the plural form?
Good point. When we say hermanos, it means only brothers or brothers and sisters together.
So if you're asking someone if they have any brothers or sisters, you use this?
Right. For example, in the dialogue, Ashley said, ¿tienes hermanos?
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
That's right.
So if brother is hermano, then sister is
hermana. You change the O at the end to an A.
Everyone, please repeat.
Hermano. Hermana.
And our next phrase is
¿cuántos años?
How old?
We use this to ask someone's age.
What's the full phrase?
It's ¿Cuántos años tienes?
This is related to our grammar point, right?
Yes. We'll be looking at the verb meaning have, which is tener.
Okay, let's get to it. The focus of this lesson is using the verb to have.
In Spanish, this is tener. Let's go over the basic conjugations.
Sounds good.
Yo tengo.
I have.
Tú tienes.
You have.
Él tiene.
He has.
Ella tiene.
She has.
Usted tiene.
You have. Formal. So, what are things people can have? For example, a house?
Sure, why not? Yo tengo una casa.
I have a house. Repeat, listeners.
Yo tengo una casa.
Let's keep the same noun for house and go for more conjugations using the verb tener, to have. You have a house.
Tú tienes una casa.
He has a house.
Él tiene una casa.
She has a house.
Ella tiene una casa.
Now in formal Spanish, you have a house.
Usted tiene una casa.
What other things can you have using this verb?
Like we mentioned earlier, when talking about brothers and sisters.
Ah, yes. Just like in English, we use have.
To ask someone in casual Spanish if they have siblings, you can say, ¿Tienes hermanos?
Do you have any siblings?
And then to talk about siblings you have, you say, tengo, I have. And then you can say, un hermano, one brother, una hermana, one sister, dos hermanos, two brothers, or two siblings, whatever fits your situation.
By the way, Fernando, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, tengo una hermana.
You have a sister?
You got it.
Great. And any other important uses for to have?
Age is a big one.
Age? But in English we say, I am, and then the number of years old.
I know. But in Spanish, we use the verb to have, tener. So we say, I have 20 years, for example.
How do you actually say that?
Tengo 20 años.
Literally, I have 20 years, but it means I'm 20 years old. We saw an example of this in the dialogue.
Yes. Ashley asked Jorge about his brother. ¿Cuántos años tiene?
How old is he? And Jorge said,
Mi hermano tiene 20 años.
My brother is 20 years old. Okay. Did you get all of that, listeners?
Leave us a comment and try using the verb tener.
You can tell us something you have, how old you are, if you have any brothers or sisters, anything. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Tune in next time for the last lesson of this series. Until then.
Hasta la vista.
¿Tienes hermanos?
Sí, tengo un hermano.
¿Y cuántos años tiene?
Mi hermano tiene 20 años.